Governor Sarah Sanders Battling Against Cultural Bolshevism in Arkansas. By Donald Jeffries. The daughter of former Arkansas SAS Governor Mike Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, has been earning the praise of conservatives and the ire of liberals since her career took off while working in the Trump administration. From 2017 to 2019, Sanders served as Trump's most visible press secretary in the White House, adeptly managing the mostly ultra-liberal reporters in Washington, D.C. She then went on to become the first female governor of Arkansas in 2023. Throughout it all, she has been in the forefront of several controversies. To her credit, under Sanders, Arkansas became the first state to hold a Chinese-owned company accountable, ordering Syngenta, a Chinese government-connected agricultural conglomerate, to give up its extensive land holdings. She said, "For far too long, in the name of tolerance, we've let dangerous governments infiltrate our country. Arkansas will tolerate them no longer. Today, Arkansas is becoming the first state in the country to force a Chinese state-owned company to sell their farmland. This isn't about where you're from, it's about where your loyalties lie. We simply can't trust those who pledge allegiance to a hostile foreign power." While serving as Trump's press secretary from 2017 to 2019, Sanders was the object of much ridicule from the mainstream media. She was the butt of a cruel impersonation on the senile late-night show Saturday Night Live by an actress much heavier and more unattractive than Sanders. In 2018, multiple disgusted attendees walked out of that year's White House correspondents' dinner over tasteless remarks about Sanders by the monstrously unfunny Michelle Wolf. The decidedly unattractive Wolf concentrated much of her comedy on Sanders' appearance, as other comedians have done over the years. Perhaps the most notable incident involving Sanders in the White House occurred in June 2018 when she was rudely ejected from the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. Sanders wasn't behaving badly, and neither were any other members of her dinner party. She was thrown out because she is unabashedly conservative and, at the time, worked in the Trump administration. The owner apparently took umbrage over her being Trump's mouthpiece and demanded that she leave. Sanders, remaining far classier than the restaurant owner, took the high ground and tweeted that she had politely left the Red Hen after the owner asked her to leave because of her affiliation with Trump. Some sources report Sanders has a net worth of $50 million, not bad considering her rather brief career as a public servant. She currently has a 58% approval rating, down 2 points from the previous polling period. The primary complaint against her from her constituents is that she arranged to have a new $19,000 lectern purchased. On the scale of scandals, that seems pretty minor. Other than that ridiculous distraction, her first year in office seems to have been productive but uneventful. She did enrage social justice warriors when she signed an executive order banning the teaching of critical race theory in public schools. This morphed into an end to funding of advanced placement African American studies courses, which had allowed high school students to achieve college credits by taking these characteristically anti-white, woke courses. Sanders has also been attacked for seeking to ban celebrated drag events where men dress up like women in garish outfits. Sanders specifically has objected to children attending these adult shows, something that liberals have been promoting in order to continue to undermine Western culture. Sanders also lauded what she called an education overhaul law that gave educators the historic pay raise that they deserve, and we are giving Arkansans the right to choose whatever school works best for their family, an issue on the minds of many people across the nation who live in lower income, higher crime areas where many public schools are failing miserably. Thus she passed the LEARNS Act in 2023. LEARNS is an acronym for Literacy, Empowerment, Accountability, Readiness, Networking, and Safety. She has also touted her efforts to protect the privacy and mental health of children who use social media. In the spring of 2023, she said in her first 100 days speech, "We all know that big tech is abusing our kids' privacy and wrecking their mental health. That's why we passed a law that finally gives parents more control over their kids online. Soon all Arkansans under 18 will need parental permission to get on social media." Sanders is tough on crime, too. "We raised the minimum amount of time felons spend behind bars before they are let out on supervision, and we will build a new 3,000-bed prison to stem the prison shortage in our state. We will not allow inmates to walk free anymore simply because we are out of space. Arkansas justice will be tough, but it will be fair. The fact that Sanders was endorsed not only by her former boss Trump but Rhino extraordinaire Asa Hutchinson, her predecessor as Arkansas governor, demonstrates she apparently appeals to both the populist and establishment wings of the Republican Party. Oddly, Sanders has not committed to endorsing Trump in his 2024 presidential campaign. Trump, who's been uncharacteristically loyal to Sanders, is said to be upset about her refusal to endorse him for 2024. Trump denied this, stating, "I give endorsements. I don't generally ask for them." Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.